You're between gigs. Mm-hmm. This is like a rare space for you where you're not the civic poet anymore, but you're not yet the poet laureate, so you can relax.
Yeah, 9 days.
Is that it? Nine days? Uh-huh. Now, I thought Anastasia Renee took, she's already taken over.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
She's like been in there for a month or two, hasn't she?
No, she's been in there for 4 months.
4 months?
Yeah.
So then your term ended 4 months ago, but your new one doesn't start for 9 days. Mm-hmm. So these are the last 9 days of your quote-unquote freedom.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
That's interesting. So you have time now. What's it like?
I have time. Well, you know what I started? I'm teaching at Seattle U. And, of course, that is new for me. So there's a learning curve involved. And I think that's what makes it more
difficult.
More difficult to prepare a class from scratch.
And you never taught before.
Not at that level, and not this particular class. I mean, it gets easier once you establish certain, you know, you teach a class a couple of times.
Yeah, it's easier.
Yeah. And I'm also teaching at Denny Middle School. This is my fourth year. I teach a Spanish poetry class there with the eighth graders. So we write poems in Spanish. And and so those two, and I usually do that in January, February, my Denny class. And so I'm teaching. So I'm teaching, you know, three times a week, which is more than I normally take on.
Yeah. Whew. What was most memorable about your stint as the Civic Poet of Seattle?
You mean in terms of what I did at performance or reading?
Experiences you had, moments of transcendence. What stands out as something that kind of you're going to remember for a long time?
Well, one thing that comes to mind in terms of a performance was I did a performance with the Seattle Symphony, where I put music to a symphony. And so it was like an ekphrastic work. And one of Ives's symphony, American Holidays, and has it's been collected as a symphony, but there are four standalone pieces. And so there's four movements, and it was a very interesting project to write into music and then to perform with the orchestra. That was an incredible, incredible, just feeling of the, just the level of professionalism of the musicians, you know, just their virtuosity. And watching that world from behind the scenes and then standing there to a full house. It was really incredible. And just the whole process of it. It was an interesting project. So that was in terms of project. But then, you know, I tell you, one of my favorite things that has happened as a result was just visiting libraries and being in different parts of Seattle and getting to know people. It was always so fulfilling. And one of the stories that I really liked is working at the Lake City branch of the public library, where we decided to, I wanted to work with seniors, and they do once a month, they go, instead of doing a programming at the library, they go a block away where their seniors come to a community space for lunch. And I thought, oh, well, let me go over there and I'll do a poetry writing workshop with the seniors. And there's a group of Spanish speakers that comes, and English speakers. So I did a workshop with the English speakers, and I came back another time and I did it with the Spanish speakers. And the Spanish speakers, you know, they come from all over Latin America, right? So it was very interesting to be here with grandparents and grandmothers who could be my own grandmother, and to get them to write. And some of them had very low literacy levels and kind of were eyeing me. But at the end of that workshop, we were having such a great time. It was really so, it really, my heart overflowed, you know, watching them wanting to tell the stories that they had written. And it was so good that I went back. I just felt they really wanted me to come back. They really wanted to talk about themselves and poetry. And so my term ended. And I called them back and I said, well, I could go back now because I'm less busy. So just going back and being there with guys from this old man from Bolivia, who a lot of them can't hear very well, you know. It was just transformative to be there and hear their stories. There was this man from Texas who told me that he grew up in Mexico, and as he aged, Mexico, that little chunk became the U.S. And so he watched, and it was very, I mean, this is desert, this is rural, this is far away, you know, and just his mom got tuberculosis and had to leave the house. So he grew up with his grandparents. And just hearing the stories of not only his personal story, but then the history of the U.S. And then, of course, who lives in Seattle, you know, that was really, really a wonderful moment. My exchanges with people in the city.
Lake City is where Gary Snyder grew up.
Yes, I know that. And you know what? If you could come across a poem, did he ever write about
there Lake were references City? To it.
I've been trying to get a poem so that I could put it on the grid. And I have read poems, but I haven't found anything that even remotely speak of it. So if you come across a poem...
Well, he's got poem his poem about things to do in Seattle, for instance.
Oh.
He's got a poem about...
Do you know which book that's come
there's,
from?
There's... If you Google that, it comes up right away. But also, in Mountains and Rivers Without End, there's a story... There's hitchhiking down 99.
Oh, my God.
In fact, there's a project in South King County to do some kind of an event where they... where the libraries on 99 in South King County do something with Gary Snyder's writing about that.
Oh, and, that would be great.
Yeah. Barbara McMichael, who runs South County Culture, is involved in making that happen. In fact, there's a call for public art to be part of that, I understand.
Oh, that's
South
awesome.
South King County, yeah.
Oh, that's good. So he wrote a poem about Seattle?
Things to do in Seattle.
Okay.
I could probably find it if I picked up the phone, but we could do that later.
Yeah.
And, you know, he talks about growing up with all the stumps around, you know, because they chopped down all the trees. And
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
You know, driving here from Rainier Beach and coming to West Seattle, and from an angle that I hadn't come before, I came from the south.
Yeah.
It's like a different city here.
Yes.
In West Seattle.
Yes.
You say that smiling.
Yeah, no, because it's true. It's true. It's like a different city. Yeah.
And going through South Park is like going through a little bit of Mexico there.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It is. Absolutely.
Yeah. Is that how you found yourself here, close to the Mexicanos? Or?
No, you know, the reason why we're in West Seattle is because my husband, up until 2 weeks ago, worked in Tukwila for the King County Housing Authority. And there just was no way we could live in the North End, or Capitol Hill is so expensive. I mean, it was just like, it had to be the South. And this, you get through 99, I mean, through South Park, you're in Tukwila very quickly. So it just, it worked out. And then as we, you know, and then I got to tell you, the Salvadoran Bakery is just down the street from here.
Look at that.
So once I knew there was a Salvadoran Bakery that I could go to, it was like, okay, that's the place.
Right. Yeah. I'm still looking for the place that has the pastelitos de guayaba.
Oh, my God.
But not around
LA
here.
LA has a great place.
West Palm Beach, Miami is all over, you know.
Yeah.